Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, turn my ring.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity to pray once again. So let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
And thank you for how you spare lives. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your healing virtue. Thank you for how you touch my body, Lord. I thank you for strength today, Lord. Thank you for renewing my strength. I thank you right now, Lord. You've been a mighty good God to me, and I'm not worthy of your goodness. But I thank you today, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for me. I thank you, Lord. Thank you today, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory, hallelujah. I give praise in your name, Jesus. Thou art so worthy. Help me to lift up the name of Jesus and to give your name the praise. Help me to tell of your goodness and let somebody know that thou art a mighty God and that thou art a righteous God. rest upon us, O Lord. Help us today, Lord. Help us to press our way to go through, O Lord, to do the will of Christ. Help us, O Lord. Give strength today to the weak. Oh, my God, continue to heal. Send your healing virtue and more. You know what we have need of, and you know all about us. You know every prayer request. Look on those names that are listed on the prayer list. Touch right now, Lord. Heal the souls, oh Lord. Deliver the bound. Save the unsaved. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven today.
Yes, God.
Lift up the bowed down head. Look on the bereaved family. Comfort them, oh Lord. Strengthen them in this hour of bereavement. Touch, oh Lord. Bless and make a way. Encourage your people, oh Lord. Have your way today. And look on this twin cursed world. I pray, Lord, that you have mercy on the people, that you draw somebody unto you, Lord, that they may give you their lives unto you. Seek your faith and call upon your name. Touch, Lord, bless in a special way. Let your blood cover the day, O Lord. Find an evil word. Make Satan take his hands off your people. In the name of Jesus, we know you got the power. We know not able. Have your way, Lord. Right now, Lord, as I'm praying, Lord, I pray that you go into the hospital, that touch those souls that are in pain and misery. I pray that you have mercy on them. Touch them right now. Heal their bodies. Raise them up. Prove yourself to them. And let them know that thou art God. Hallelujah. That they may give their lives unto you. And that your name may be glorified. Have mercy today. Go behind the prison wall. We pray that you move with your word. Sing your word, O Lord. Touch and bless in a special way. Have mercy, O Lord. Help somebody to repent of their sins and give their life to you and turn from their way. Let them realize that thou art a merciful God and that thou art able to forgive them of their sins. In the name of Jesus, help today, O Lord. Look on your people everywhere. Touch and bless, O Lord. You know what they're going through. You know how to deliver. You know how to make a way. In the name of Jesus, continue to bless this broadcast. Continue to sing your word.
Yes, God.
Let souls be blessed. Let souls be saved. In the name of Jesus, take control, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your many mercies for us.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Because you had not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And for that, we thank you. We praise you. And we give you the name of praise in the name of Jesus. Continue to go with us and stand by us. Look on me, Lord, the least of thy servants. Touch my body. Continue to touch, Lord. Continue to bless. Continue to heal. In the name of Jesus, work everything out all right. I know you can do it. And I thank you for what you've already done.
I bless your mercy.
Thou art a merciful God. Thank you today, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, and God bless you. I thank God for that prayer. I thank God for the anointing in that prayer and his touch. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you all. Welcome to Prayer Works Ministry, and certainly prayer is working today. And this ministry is dedicated to the prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying to God for all, because you can be blessed, delivered, healed, saved, made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we want to read our opening scriptures taken from the 148th number of Psalm. And it's the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. Again, that's the 148th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. Prayer is powerful. It can reach places that we can't reach, and it works. Coupled with faith, prayer works. Amen. 148th number of Psalm in the first verse says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his host. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all Judah, judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord." Thank God for the 148th number of Psalm, the reading of the 148th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 14th verses throughout its entirety. And even that didn't leave anybody out. That's everybody. Everybody can praise the Lord. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. I tell you, I'm excited still about that prayer. Teach me in that prayer. And the anointing destroys the yoke. And she said, you know, we begin to thank God, because he has not rewarded us according to our iniquity. Thank you, Jesus. And you can listen to Prayer Works Ministry at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. If you wish to correspond with us, you can email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100, at gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. The prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. The dial-in number is 551-241-6677. If you're looking to support other ministries, you just need a little encouragement, help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. Evangelist Nadal Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. That access code is 565-2166. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. with Pastor Jerry Bennett as the pastor. Phone number is 720-740-9840. Access code is 1827631. Ministry Emmanuel hosts teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We are continuing to pray for the souls on our prayer list. And we want to remember the bereaved Ingram Soul family. We've been praying for Dr. Betty Ingram Soul. She passed away, and I believe her services for her are Saturday, January the 27th at 11 a.m. at the Master of Our Savior. The address is 77 Hilliard Road in Gippsboro, New Jersey. We're praying for the bereaved Harrell family, Sean Howard and his mother, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmund family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, and all of the bereaved families. Keep them in your prayers. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybell, wouldn't mind coming back and delivering some words of encouragement. God bless you. And introducing the speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for his love and his mercy toward us, because as I stated in the prayer, no, God has not rewarded us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. But he's been good to us. So I want the world to know that the Lord is good. And his mercy endures. Continue to trust in the Lord. That's all we have. We being the people of God, we must trust in God. We can't put our confidence in man, because man cannot do what God can do. So let's look to him. Whatever you're going through, regardless of what your situation is, God can take you through. And I'm a witness that he can do it. I take Satan. He tries to stop us, but God's got a way that's mighty sweet, and he's able to take us through every situation in our lives. And Satan, his works are not going to stand. Boy, no, they're not going to stand. And he knows it, and that's why he's trying to take out everyone that named the name of Christ. But don't let him take you out. Glory to God. Go out with Jesus in your life. Glory to God. Just hold fast to sound words and do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God. And he will take you through. I don't care what happened in your life. I don't care how people talk about you, laugh at you, lie on you. It doesn't matter. Glory to God. Because God is a deliverer, and he will take you through. So let's continue to look to him. And I thank you once again for tuning into this broadcast. Keep your mind stayed on the Lord and hear the word of the Lord that he has for us on tonight. And praise God at this time. We're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of the pastor, Pastor Sheila Hameen, out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple Church of God. God bless you, evangelist.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer. I tell you, the Lord glory in that prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank Lord.
Jesus.
Glory to God. I can still feel the effects of the prayer. God truly is a merciful God. I'm so happy for what the Lord has done, and I welcome all of you who have tuned in tonight. And I can say of a truth, I can feel God's anointing. His anointing is already here, and his anointing is here to destroy the yoke.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Glory. Lord, thank
you. Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory. Thank you.
Lord, yes. Hallelujah. I thank God for the moving of his spirit Praise the Lord. I'm going to go ahead and try to get in the scriptures, but I need to take a little time out and give thanks to the Lord. We all need to take time out and give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord has not rewarded us according to our iniquities. Glory to God. It could have wiped us away. And Lord knows our faith is being tried these days. Jesus set a great example. Amen. He went on talking with his disciples and sharing different things with them and reminding them of some of the things he had said to them, even concerning the time when he sent them out to tell them they didn't need a purse or script or anything like that. But now you need that purse. You need that script. Take it with you. Glory to God. It was almost time for him to be crucified. But he took time out and he went to God in prayer. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And around the 40th verse, he began to talk to the disciples and tell them to pray that they would not enter into temptation. He encouraged them to pray. And so he went off. Just the stones cast away, kneeled down to the ground, and he began to pray to the Father. Oh, hallelujah. In the 42nd verse, he began to say to the Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. We want the will of God to be done. Hallelujah. Maybe it's a thorn in your flesh. And you want God to remove it. And as the Lord told Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient. Praise the Lord, because his strength is made perfect in weakness. And Jesus, he showed this example, even being acquainted with all of our grief. He's a high priest that is not separated from what we're going through, but he, in like manner, was tempted as we are, so he can relate to the flesh when we get weak and we experience temptation. Hallelujah. He's aware of what that's like because he went through it himself. He endured it himself. But the 43rd verse of the 22nd chapter, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, sending him. God's strength is made perfect in weakness. This is an example of how we can just surrender to the will of God and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Even if it means you have to give up certain things, you have to walk away from certain friends or even give up family members, whatever it may be, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. So Jesus, he received strength. The angel of the Lord came down from heaven and gave him the strength he needed. And though he was in agony, he began to pray that much harder. He prayed so earnestly before God until he began to sweat, and the sweat fell down to the ground like great drops of blood was falling from him. Hallelujah. And when he rose up from prayer, he had come to his disciples and found them asleep. The Lord rose up from prayer with the victory. He had the strength to just surrender and commit to the will of God. For that was the purpose that he came down to the earth, to die for the sins of the world, to take away the sins of the world. He gave his only life. He gave his life for you and for me. He just laid it down just for you and me. He didn't have to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But because of Jesus, we escaped that wrath of God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Wherein we should have been the ones who died, Jesus took our place, and he dropped the charges. So God has not rewarded us according to our sins. And indeed, we should be so thankful. Praise be to God. We ought to look to the Lord even the more and know that it is God who is in control. Don't try to go your own way. Don't try to do your own thing. You can choose to take a detour, but is it the will of God? Is that the way God wants you to go? don't lean to your own understanding. Praise the Lord, because we don't think the way God thinks. His thoughts are so far from our thoughts. His ways are so far from our ways. We ought to do it God's way. Praise the Lord. It's time to humble on down. Amen. And go the way God wants us to go. You know God Amen. Has been dealing with you. You know God has been tugging on your heart. Oh, praise. Calling you up to a higher level. Calling you from where you are. It's time now to just surrender and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Through the hurt, through the pain, through agony, trouble, problems, whatever it is, Lord, not my will, thy will be done. Praise be to God. And you'll find that God will deliver. He will give you the victory, and he will truly bless you. Praise God. He showed us. This is just an extreme example of how important it is for us to put our trust in God and to know that he will not forsake us. He will not leave us. He won't turn his back on us, but he will be right there. And wherever we are, he will come to our aid. He will come and see about us. He will stop by and let us know, hallelujah, that he is there for us. Praise be to God. And I thank God for the word of God. And we, let us not fall asleep, but let us pray that we don't enter into temptation, because this was a critical time where Jesus was about to be betrayed by Judas. And they had supper together, but before everything was done, the devil entered into Judas. He went out and he made a deal with the devil, came back and betrayed the Lord Jesus. So Jesus, knowing that it was that time, he encouraged his disciples, wake up out of your sleep and pray so you don't enter into temptation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So God, he's calling out to us so that we can just surrender completely, completely and fully surrender to the will of God. That's not always easy. Flesh does not always want to surrender to the will of God. Flesh wants to be comfortable, doesn't want to suffer, doesn't want any problems, don't want to strain or stress or anything. That's flesh. It's enmity against God. Flesh is disobedient to the will of God. There is a war going on, the flesh and the flesh against the spirit. Praise the Lord. But if we pray in the manner that Jesus prayed, in that example that he showed us, you can pray, but maybe you didn't get the deliverance you wanted or that answer that you wanted or the result that you desired. You can go back and pray that much more earnestly before God. The Lord will even dispatch his angels to come down and minister to you so that you can have the strength to continue on in the will of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God once again for the word of God. I pray that you have been blessed through this word, through this message tonight. And I encourage you to take it in and live by it every day. We're going to go now to the throne of grace and pray before God. If someone listening right now and you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, we extend prayer to you. Will you accept prayer and humble yourself and surrender to the Lord? Ask God to forgive you for the wrong that you've done, the sins you've committed. Ask the Lord to forgive you and to take away your sins. And open your heart and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Maybe you've been walking along this way, and you found that you've gotten weak along the way, or you've gotten off track, or you've done something that you should not have done, and you want to get things right with God. Hallelujah. This is your chance right now to come to the Lord right now and repent, be godly sorry, and ask the Lord to forgive you, praise God, and to restore you. And God is so merciful and so compassionate. He's willing and more than able and ready to forgive and to fix your situation. You're sick in your body. You have trouble. You're weak. Whatever the problem is, anything you desire from God, God's got it, and he's waiting to give it to you. So at this time, let's turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, and let us just pray to God from our heart. Pray earnestly, believing God. Amen. As we pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you right now, and we humble ourselves, Lord Jesus. We ask for mercy and for forgiveness. We pray right now, Lord, that you will look on us, oh God, and that you will be merciful unto us and search our hearts, oh God. Whatever not right, please, Lord, forgive us and take it away from us. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we ask for your help, and we need strength to surrender to your will, oh God, and relinquish to your will and your way. In the name of Jesus, we call on you tonight, Lord, to hear our prayer, oh God. Incline your ear to every prayer, every request, every call, oh blessed Savior. Look down on those, Lord, who have repented in their heart and been godly sorry, Lord, broken and of a contrite spirit. Lay your hand upon them right now. Touch, Lord Jesus, save, my God, fill them with the Holy Ghost, work on them, my God, mold them, shape them, and form them into vessels that are pleasing before you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will send on strength tonight, strengthen us where we're weak, my God, and build us up where we're torn down. We're depending on you, Lord. For without you, we can do nothing. Oh, Lord God, you are our strength. You are our refuge. You are our help, Lord. You are everything, Lord God. Have nothing. If we don't have you, Lord, we don't have anything. And we are looking to you, for you are the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, Lord, increase our faith. Take away all doubt and fear. Take away, draw back, Lord God. Take it out by the root in the name of Jesus and give us holy boldness, Lord. Help us, oh God, to do your will. Order our steps, oh God, and keep us and preserve us. Lead, guide, and direct us in the way we should go. In the name of Jesus, we are praying right now for those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. You know the need tonight. You know everything, oh my God. In the name of Jesus, have your way and let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. And we believe you tonight, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. We're taking you at your
thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. We pray for the bereaved families tonight, asking you to give them comfort and consolation. In the name of Jesus, have your way evermore.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host pin. When finished, press the pound key.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Input is invalid.
Start your show now. Press 1.
To hear important instructions, press...
There are no shows scheduled within the next 24 hours. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Sound like this Blog Talk Radio cut off, but nevertheless, thank God for prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, God is a mighty God. We thank God for the prayer. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm just happy for how the Lord just keeps moving by his Spirit. The Lord keeps on manifesting himself. He keeps on doing great and mighty things. Oh, praise God, and I'm happy about it. So at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. Then if you'd like to have remarks, or any clergy listening, anyone listening would like to have remarks, you are certainly welcome to do so by dialing into our guest call-in line. Amen, and I'll give you that number. That number is 551-241-6677. 551-241-6677. And you are welcome to dial in. Amen. Praise God. God bless you, Vanda's name.
Praise the Lord. I thank God. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for that anointed prayer. I tell you, the Lord is moving by his Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Just let go. Shout the Lord have his way.
Thank
sometimes,
you,
as you already stated, the devil don't want self to go forth.
Amen.
But sometimes you just got to override, and get on there and praise God and tell him his goodness, speak the word, pray, or whatever. I thank God for the word. I'm encouraged tonight. I thank God for what he's doing and what he has done. Praise God, my soul, and I'm enjoying what God is doing.
Well,
I thank God for you, I mean, and I encourage you to continue. Lord, have it the way. Keep on preaching. Just keep on telling it. Glory to God. After a while, you'll see the fruit of the Savior. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We continue to be encouraged, all of you out there in radio, and we pray that you will receive the word of God and receive your blessings. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those beautiful remarks. Any other remarks? Any other clergy? Praise God. We thank God also.
Amen. I just want to say.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I just want to say real quick, thank God for the word coming through Advantage. I mean, talking about Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. She preached under the anointing, very beautiful message. We can take the example from Jesus. Though his flesh desired that the bitter cup would pass him by, he committed his spirit into the hands of God, and we can do the same thing. I've enjoyed this broadcast, enjoyed the anointing. I want to say to Advantage, I mean, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks. We do thank God for the broadcast on tonight. I tell you, this night, joy night, I'm praising God, y'all. I'm just praising because he's good. He's just so good.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, I just want to just give him some praise. I want to give him some thanks. Will you join me in giving God thanks? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can't help it. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. He's just so good. The Lord is so good and so merciful. I just want to encourage everybody to just give thanks to the Lord and just surrender to the will of God. Amen. We just thank God tonight. Let us continue to keep all of those who are on the prayer list in our prayers. Let's pray a special prayer for the bereaved families, for the family of Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell. Praise God. Let's pray for them during this difficult time and all those who are dealing with bereavement. Praise God. And let's keep one another in our prayers. And I thank the Lord for this broadcast. And I thank you for your support, for your continued prayers. So please join us on our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. We are scheduled to be at Forest Park Senior Center, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. You are welcome to come and join us in worship at 3:30 in the afternoon on Sunday, if it be the Lord's will. Praise God. Anything else? Also, we have our upcoming district meeting, which will be held at the Headquarters Church, Christian Temple Assembly Church of God in Camden, New Jersey, coming up on January 26th, I believe, through the 28th, the last weekend, on behalf of Holy Temple, if it be the Lord's will. So keep us in your prayers. Amen. And that's going to conclude the broadcast for tonight before I close out. Anyone else? If not, this is the conclusion of the broadcast. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.